Look at verse 5, number 2. And if we were to introduce Rahab with one word, we would call her a woman defiled. No better word would describe this woman than a woman who was defiled. Write down in your notes if you want to read about her, Joshua chapter 2. Because in Joshua chapter 2, we find a woman who was a businesswoman in the ancient world. We're now 35 centuries before Christ, 1446 B.C., children of Israel marched out of Egypt. 1406 B.C., they face the walls of Jericho. On those walls was a woman, a very smart businesswoman. She was in two businesses, two of the most ancient of all businesses. Number one, she was an innkeeper. Number two, which in the ancient world almost always went together, she was a woman of harlotry. Not only did she give people lodging, but she also gave them a sinful substitute for what God ordained in marriage. And so this woman we meet was a harlot. She was sitting on a wall that God was going to destroy. She was in a city that God had doomed and said he was going to completely decimate the population there. She was on a race, the Canaanites, that God had personally declared Cherem. He was going to exterminate them. She was in every sense a defiled woman. She was a sexual sinner. She was in a cursed race. She was a doomed city dweller. And literally, she was sitting on a bomb because God was going to destroy where she was. And so when we meet her in Joshua 2, we find a woman in every sense, morally, ethnically, in her everyday life, even in her future status, a woman who was defiled with terminal defilement. Her destruction was looming. And I wonder, have you ever met anyone like that? I have. I think that's one of the most beautiful pictures of lost people. Rahab was part of a doomed race. Did you know the human race is doomed? Every one of us have a terminal illness. Some people know the name of it. The rest of us don't know what's going to get us, but it's going to get us sooner or later. We're all terminally ill. We're all going to die. The germ we have is called sin, and no one gave it to us. We received it by inheritance from our forefather, Adam. We've fallen into sin. We're all in a world that God is going to destroy. All of us are guilty of sin. All of us are facing his judgment. And so that day, in Joshua 2, God reached down and plucked her with her family out of the inferno of his destruction on Jericho and plops her graciously right here into verse 5, and to Salmon was born Boaz by Rahab. And God reached down and he said, I'm going to destroy every living thing in that city except for that little tiny section of the wall. And at the top of the wall was a little inn. And the top of the inn were huddled. Can you imagine what it would have been like that day to have those spies say, stay inside your house and put a little red cord out your window and to stay inside your house and to look and to see 300-foot high walls just crumble and fall around you and your walls stayed standing. And to see that army come marching in, slicing and demolishing every living thing, and to look and to see every single person in your city destroyed and every animal, and to see the whole thing in a conflagration of burning and to be spared. What a portrait of salvation. And how the word glows in her case. Graciously chosen, God graciously put this defiled woman right here in verse 5 as a mother of the promise. A mother that would bring Christ and portray God's grace.